Mishnah says on the Chavav Amunah, at the beginning of the third parak, it says that if you have Arba Akim, Shnayim and the Sim Shachas, you have four brothers. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. Umesu and the Sim Shachas, so those two brothers that are married to two sisters died, already able to call to some examples. So those two women that are not believed, but the two sisters are Chalitz and not Miyabim, you can't be Miyabim them. And what is the reason? Rashi explains, because Yesh Zika, we hold the Yesh Zika, Midrabanan, Zika is Ketusus, and that means Midrabanan, we view a lady that you're Zakuk to as if you're married to her, and in Mela, you can't be Miyabim any one of these two women, because being that you're Zakuk to one, so the sister of the one you're Zakuk to is a Akais. Ishtai Midrabanan, on a Drabandic level, Zika is Ketusa, Zika is like Nisuin, like Rashi says, that the Habik Yeshtai Mimela, if you're going to be Miyabim her sister, you're being Miyabim in Achasisha Midrabanan, so each one would be Achasisha Midrabanan, because Midrabanan is Zika, and Zika is Ketusa, that is the side of the din over here, why you can't marry the Miyabim, any one of the two sisters. Now, Rabbaran, Mishnah Sabaran, asks in the Lush Akasha on this din, but look, the whole din doesn't make any sense. This is in Mishnah Sabaran, Simon Yud Ches. He says like this. He says, you know, when you have a musik, we're familiar already with Achaz and Kutkosim and Darabanan, something we had earlier, that if the Isha is Naifel, Leibim to you. And her, so now you're Zakuk to her, to that woman, so it would be awesome to marry her sister, because on a Darabanadig level, when you marry her sister, you're now marrying the sister of the Isha you're Zakuka to, so that's an Achaz Isha Midarabanan. On a Darabanadig level, you're as if you're married to the woman who's Naifel Leibim, and therefore you can't marry her sister, because Midarabanan is like an Achaz Isha. That's a, you know, good in the case where you just have two sisters, one is like Leibim, one is not. So the one who's not is going to be not Zikuka Midrabanan. But over here, the chart doesn't make any sense. You have two women that are not Leibim, both of them are Yavamis. Now, Rimanamshach, the first woman is not Leibim, should be Mutter. When Rachel is not Leibim, so right now, you're allowed to be Miyabim. You have a Zikater, Zikas Kusa Midrabanan, and you can go ahead and be Miyabim. Now, Midrabanan, you have a din of Midrabanan, we consider you Knusa even before you Miyabim. But that's the din of Zika Ketnusa Midrabanan. Now, when her sister is Nefel Yibam, when Leah is Nefel Yibam, when the other brother dies, so L'chayr, on a Darabanadik level, she should not become Zakuk Yibam at all. Because on a Darabanadik level, if you're already Knusa to the first woman, because you're Zika Midrabanan, so now when the second one is being Nefel, she's an Achas Ishta. She's the sister of your wife, because through Zika, the first one is your wife, Zika Ketnusa. Now, this one is a Achas Zikukasa, the Achas of a woman that you're married to. Which is a Achas Isha Darabanan. Achas Isha Darabanan is not a Fila Yibam. And Erva, just like an Achas Isha Darais, is not like Fila Yibam. And Achas Isha Darabanan is not going to be like Fila Yibam on a Darabanadiga level. You shouldn't be Zakuk to her at all because it's not a Fila Yibam. And now you should be able to be Yabam the first woman because she's no longer Achas Ugukasa. So, Enechanami on a Daraisadiga level, the Zika, the after the first one, is meaningless and it's not going to stop in the Fila Yibam of the second one. But we're not talking about a Daraisadiga level. Daraisadiga level, Zika is nothing. Zika doesn't make the Knusa. You can marry whichever one you want. We're only, this whole din over here, the Issa Yibam, is because on a Darabanadika level, Zika is Kiknusa. So if you hold Zika is real and it makes a Kiknusa, then the second one should never be Neufel Yibam on a Darabanadika level because she's Achas Zikukasai, and you should be able to Miyam the first one. If you hold that Zika Kiknusa is not real, it's nothing, then Vaita should be able to Miyam the first one because who cares if her sister is also a Zakuk to you? Zika is nothing. So if you hold Zika's Kiknusa, Zika is Namish Kishtai, that's the whole reason why you want to ask her the first one because you're Zakuk to the second one, and now how can you get married to the first one? She's Zakuk Zikukasai. So then, Imamshach, if Zika's Kiknusa, then the second one never was Nefel Yibam because she's an Akas Kukamidarabon. So how can you have it both ways? How can you say that Zika's Kiknusa, Akirikach, that it's going to ask me to marry the first one because I'm Zakuk to the second one? If Zika is real and it's Kiknusa, then there is no Nefila of the second one because she's Akas Zikukasai. That is the Kasha, the Baron asked, in Lechem Imam Shach, you can't have two Achias being Nefel Yibam, that both of them are Asim, Mishum Achas Zika, because by definition, if one is Achas Kuka, then the second one you're not married to. You can't be married to two, just like you can't be married to two Achias Midarais, you can't be married to two Achias Midarabon. That's his Kasha in the Mishnah. And because of this Kasha, he wants to Mechadish a Yisayd in the holding of Achas Kukasa, that this we say that Zika is Kiknusa and Achas Kukasa is also because it's like Achas Ishtai. It's not the pshat that she hasn't been Erva Gemurah in the Rabbanan of Achas Isha, that it's a Rabbanadik Achas Isha. Rabbanan not, Chacham never said that Zika is Kiknusa Akideh Kach to become an Erva Rabbanan. All it is a Tzad Erva. There's a Tzad Erva, it's a Mitzvah Erva, has Shaykhus to an Erva, and because has Shaykhus to an Erva, Chacham said, we're going to be Machmarin you and say that you can't get married to a woman who is the sister of the one that you're Zakuk to. But they never made it into they never said that Zika is Mamish Kiddushin, and it's modeled after the Achas Isha Daraisa, because if that would be the case, as much as they made it to the first one, that means the second won't be Nifl. So he's saying that Avada, it's not a full Nefila Midrabanan, there's no real Erev Midrabanan, it's not Mamash Efrusa Midrabanan, but there is a similarity to an Erev Midaraisa, and therefore they're a Machmer, they can't make Achasik Mikasai because of the level of Zika that's here, but that's not enough of a level of Zika that will stop the Nefila of the second one from being Naipal, because at the end of the day, there isn't a full Ishus over here, it's not a full-fledged Ishus, and that would be considered a full Achasik Mikasai Midrabanan. If you have a real Kiddush Midrabanan, Zakhtar Baron, a real kiddush midrabanan would stop in the field of even midrabanan of achas ishtay because a kiddush and midrabanan they go level from a kiddush midrabanan then there won't be zika midrabanan. But over here, this is not a real kiddush midrabanan. This is a din of zika kiknusa, which zika is similar to kiddushin. Ad kidekach that we're going to be machmir and say you can't make achas ishtay, but they didn't make it mamash a full chetz of ishus midrabanan and it's mamash a keina achas ishtay daraisa. Ad kidekach that won't be in the field of even, or else the whole mission won't make sense. They'll never have two achias in the field of even. That they're both aser mishum achas and gugasai. So that's the asari Rabban wants to prove from this din that the din achas and gugasai is not a mamashe achas isha midarabanan, but it just has a shtickle tzad erba enough to create an iser. And this is something as we go through the sugyas over here, we'll see as Hashem, there's different rays to this that achas and gugasai is not mamashe erba midarabanan, just a tzad erba. It's a mixed erba, a kainan erba. They may well ask you in both of them, but it's not enough to be mafia, the nefila liyibam and the zikam midarabanan, legabe the second system.